The opinions expressed in the following paid program do not necessarily represent those of WJZ, CBS Radio, its employees, or sponsors.
This is the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour, sponsored by Office Movers Incorporated. 1 hour of little-known but highly effective secret weapon tips, techniques, and strategies, plus your phone calls. And now the host of the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour, Mark Luderman.
And welcome to the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour, sponsored by Office Movers, Inc. I am Mark Luderman, your Small Business Secret Weapon, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Jim Durfee, Vice President of Office Movers. We're extremely excited to be here to talk about the little-known but highly effective secret weapon strategies and techniques that will help any small business thrive in this new economy and against any and all competition. Today, our guest is Willie the Bam Johnson, CEO of Bam's Kung Fu, located in Laurel, Maryland. As always, we have a terrific show jam-packed with secret weapon tips, techniques, and strategies to help your small business thrive. But first, we start every show with the Small Business Week in Review. Every week, we start the show with the segment where we bring you up to date and discuss in detail the news that affects your small business, why you should be paying attention, and how you can prepare for the events of tomorrow today. Jim, take it away.
Good morning, Mark. I would tell you some very interesting things in the news. I think you'll have a few good comments about this. So let me start off with the report in MarylandReporter.com. The General Assembly adjourns, passing a doomsday budget without tax hikes. The members of the General Assembly passed a $35.6 billion balanced budget, as they were required to do by midnight Monday. But without the income tax hike they failed to enact, it is the doomsday budget that contains $512 million in additional cuts, much of it to education. A clearly angry Governor Martin O'Malley told reporters the General Assembly failed to protect the priorities that state voters expected them to do. But in a brief press conference, he did not announce he would call a special session. There was 90 days to work all this out, O'Malley said as he walked away. O'Malley and House Speaker Michael Bush both blamed Senate President Mike Miller's insistence on a gaming measure for Prince George's County.
Now, that's interesting. That's interesting. So, when in doubt, blame someone.
Well, and not only that, the gaming bill never even came to the House floor.
I just want to say this as you're, and I want all of our listeners to keep this in mind. I don't see this as $512 million in additional cuts. All this is doing is rolling back the spending increases that have taken place during the O'Malley administration. So we're not talking about cuts here. All we're doing is rolling back the spending that our esteemed governor has put forth, and much of it was in education. So let's not get
there's nothing carried away here.
There's
nothing really new here.
Mm-mm.
The House never brought up the tax hike that the House and Senate negotiators agreed to around 8 p.m. An unhappy group of senators had given into adamant delegates over the form of income tax hikes. Never even brought it up.
Right.
The House version raised less money than the Senate, increasing rates by 0.25% on individuals making more than $100,000 and lowering their exemptions. We certainly have changed our position for the sake of averting difficult cuts, said Senate Budget and Taxation Chairman Ed Kazmaier. It's a somber moment for us. We're not real happy. Well, I would think they're not real happy. They didn't get anything accomplished.
Right, which is the first time in a very, very long time. And they can't blame the Republican Party because there's not enough Republicans to have stopped this, to have stopped the tax initiatives, the tax proposals put forward. So there were many Democratic leaders in both the House and the Senate, and I want everybody to understand that, that would have to have voted or opposed all of these tax initiatives for it to have not passed.
Right. This was not a partisan situation. Very much bipartisan.
Right.
No one agreeing and everyone not agreeing, I guess, in a strange sense. Senate Republican leader E.J. Pipkin said, "We've done what we needed to do. Let's go home." And the cuts include
the spending rollbacks.
Thank you. The spending rollbacks include over $200 million to K-12 education and $63 million to colleges and universities. State employees would not get a 2% cost of living increase, which amounts to about $33 million, and agency operating expenses would be cut 8%.
Right. So first of all, congratulations to the legislators that didn't fall for the senseless and nonsensical tax proposals. That's number one. Number two, when I read this, Senate President Miller said that he admitted, and this is very important, that there would be many constituents that would be happy about the drastic budget cuts. Now, what that tells me is this, that our leaders received many phone calls from their constituents that said, you better not increase our taxes.
And I would like to think shows like ours, not ours alone, but that's a nice thought, shows like ours and people in the state said, enough, stop.
That's exactly right.
Interesting point. I bring up a little side note here, and I'm trying to make politics out of this. Mm-hmm. But Martin O'Malley was introduced at the Nationals opening day. He did not get a very warm welcome.
Oh, he doesn't get a warm welcome anywhere. He really doesn't. And why would he? I mean, he's just not in touch with the people of this state. And again, this is not a Democratic or Republican show. It's all about small businesses. And many, if not all, of the tax initiatives they were putting forward would have hurt the small business owner. So, again, not in touch with reality. And now we have a situation where, for the first time, I can't remember when the monopoly of our state, because that's what it is, didn't get their way. And again, you're right. I think a lot of it had to do with shows like this, calling our legislators out and telling them, this is a big mistake and you better not do it. And it didn't. Now, you know, I also believe that the special session's not being called because I don't think that O'Malley believes, that Governor O'Malley believes that they can get anything passed at this point.
No, in fact, that would just be a further embarrassment, perhaps.
And that's a great point. It would be a further embarrassment, so he just wants to leave it alone. So again, the big thing that comes from this, and I have a little bit more to talk about here, but the big thing that comes of this is the fact that these are not spending cuts. They're rollbacks. And please, everyone, remember that just, I don't know, 8 years ago, our budget was in the mid-20s, and now it's in the mid-30s. So it's $10 billion. So all it's done is go up, 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 up. We've spent more and more and more money, and you can't run a country like that or a state like that. You can't run a country, a state, a business, especially when the revenue dollars aren't there.
Well, I thought it was interesting that they said agency operating expenses would be cut by 8%. To me, that's the first solid sign that they are starting to operate like a business. Businesses have had to make those kind of cuts over the last 4 or 5 years, over the life of business. Mm-hmm. You have to make hard decisions to stop the spending, stop bleeding out. And I think that was, however that's couched in this particular moment of how that was cut, at least it's a sign in the right direction that we cannot just keep increasing. We've got to hold the line and cut back in many cases.
Yeah, and I also found it very interesting that you had Michael Bush, who was on our show, House Leader Michael Bush, who was on our show, and the governor. They were in sync with one another, but apparently Mike Miller was not. And that was very interesting to me because usually the three of them are together.
Right.
And they weren't on this. So it leads me to believe that the Senate was and the House were completely at opposite ends of what they wanted to see get done.
Well, and I think another sign of that, another leader who was on the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour, House Minority Leader Tony O'Donnell, blamed O'Malley and the Democratic leaders. O'Donnell said, the legislature messed around with the same-sex marriage issue for too long. The governor kept floating new tax ideas every day.
How many? Eight. Counted eight.
Right.
Right.
So it went on. And there were too many things that were distractions. O'Malley failed to provide leadership. It shows how the Democratic majority and the administration have mismanaged the state right into the ground. I think O'Donnell is taking a fairly strong stand there. The House Speaker and the Senate President couldn't get along.
That's what we just said.
They didn't run these bodies and these chambers to get the work done. It's unfortunate and indicative of the fact that this place has been mismanaged for a long time, and tonight we saw the ultimate manifestation.
Right. Well, we could go on about this for the whole show, but congratulations to our legislators that did not fall prey to the proposals put forward by the O'Malley administration. And let's keep the heat on. No new taxes in the state. If we can't afford what we have, then we cut or we move on to other things like public-private partnerships, which I haven't heard any new ones put forth, you know, by the O'Malley administration. But I'm very excited to get to our next segment because today our guest is Willie the Bam Johnson, a 7-time world champion and Black Belt Hall of Famer. And oh, by the way, he's also the CEO of Bam's Kung Fu located in Laurel, Maryland. Welcome to the show, Willie.
Good morning, sir.
we're really excited to have you here. You've got an unbelievable background, an unbelievable bio, and we're going to get into a lot of what you've accomplished and how you've accomplished it. And as I just said, my first real question to you, you have one of the more interesting and inspiring backgrounds that I've ever heard, especially on this show. And what I want you to do is talk about how you got started and became what you refer to as the leading martial arts innovation in the world.
Well, I fell in love with martial arts at the age of 6 after seeing a Bruce Lee movie, like most of us, you know, coming up in the city of Baltimore, in East Baltimore, Lafayette Projects. Just a child, just, you know, seeing a lot of things going on around him. But this particular day after seeing this Bruce Lee movie, I didn't see Bruce Lee on that screen. I seen me, I seen myself, just being able to escape some of the things that was going on in my community and in my household. And from that particular day, I began to just make up stuff, coming out the movie theater, flipping and kicking and punching, and even writing down little things on toilet paper. Oh, I want to be a movie star. Oh, one day I'm going to have my own karate school and all those things. And I continue to teach myself from that point on martial arts, from books, from magazines, whatever. I would just hide out in, as a matter of fact, the Hippodrome Theater. Back then, I would hide out in the Hippodrome Theater all day. That's when you can go and watch movies. You can go in at 3, and you don't have to leave until about 10 o'clock at night. So I would just sit there and just study those martial art films and make up everything that I could possibly think about making up. And it just led me to one day having the courage to go over to a community center and seek some professional instructions. And that center was called McKim's Community Center. First time around, I think I mentioned to you, they told me that I was crazy. You need to go away, come back when you get some, you know, some sense or some serious training. But I didn't go away. I went outside and continued to flip and jump around. So they had to create a program for us.
I've got to ask you a question before we go on too far. I mean, everybody loves to have a great nickname. I mean, I never had a great nickname growing up. Where in the world, how did you get the BAM?
My mom, it used to be Bam Bam. I guess she said I had a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just always enthusiastic about doing things. And as I got older, I realized in martial arts, there was no one that could do what I was doing. So we cut off one Bam, because now you're a man. So it's the Bam now. That's what my instructor said.
So would it be fair to create the nickname for Jim today, the DERF?
It doesn't have quite the same ring, but thank you. So as a kid, you have this dream, you're doing all this, you think you'll be on TV or the radio, now you're on the radio, in the movies, you realized your dream. How did you get there? What did you do to change your life to make it happen?
It was a Greyhound bus to New York City with $20 in my pocket. I think I was 16. I knew that there was a tournament called All-American Championships at Madison Square Garden. And just like anything,
I don't mean to cut you off here, but I think it's important that all of our listeners know that, again, you had no formal training.
No, sir, no.
You created this form of martial arts. You call it an expression.
It was just an expression of myself.
Right, of yourself. In your room.
Yes.
At the age of 6 the age of 16 for 10 years, no formal training.
Amazing.
And then goes to New York. So I had to just put that in there so everybody gets the full picture here.
So I get on the bus and I go to New York and, you know, little kid, never been out the city before, but I know that I want this goal to manifest. So I go to Madison Square Garden and I win first place. Supposed to have been on TV, but I was so afraid because, I mean, I never been out of the city. So I had to get on the bus. It's supposed to have been on TV, but I could not get on TV because I needed to get back to the bus station so I can get back home in time. So I come back home, and my mom see this trophy, and she couldn't believe it. And she's, where you been, boy? And, you know, I tried to explain it to her, but that just set the seed in motion. From that point on, I just began to, I don't know, when you want something so bad, and I don't care, a goal, a dream, I began to just create these letters and send them out to sponsors. And I got people like McDonald's and 7-Eleven to sponsor this little kid. And I knew that I wanted this, and probably if I asked for too much money, I might not get the sponsorship. So if I asked for enough to get on the bus, it didn't matter if I stayed on the bus for 4 days. And that's what it was. I would travel to places like Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I would be on the bus for 3 days. But as soon as I would get off the bus, I would run into the tournament and win the tournament and get back on the bus and come back home because I didn't have enough money for the hotel. But I was winning. I knew I needed to plant this seed. And every day, once that one New York trip happened, my mom would just stand by the door and wait for me to come in with the trophies.
You know, we can make this a great story about Willie really trying and Willie doing his best and Willie going to all these. But he's winning them. He's not just doing his – your best is very good. So you had to have learned from something. You must have spent a great deal of time watching others. Did you have mentors as you were going through this process?
Yes. They were all on my walls in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And just by being out there competing, one guy that I went up to and I asked him for some assistance. I couldn't afford to pay for lessons, but I asked him if he would help me. His name was Dennis Brown. At that time, he was the leading martial arts component in the United States. And he said, what I'll do, I'll let you teach my people gymnastics and I'll teach you martial arts. From that point on, he began to take me to levels that I could never imagine. My goal was one day to meet Bruce Lee. Well, he allowed me to go to China. So when mainland China first opened, they didn't allow, he went there the first time around. I was on the second trip of Americans to go to China. And I went there and I impressed them so much with my creativity with martial arts. I got an award where it recognized me as the best martial artist ever trained in mainland China. And that just set things in motion. During that time, I also was blessed with being able to open up my business at 17 years old.
Which is incredible. And I think the point here, because we always like to reference things to secret weapon techniques and strategies, is the power of thought and how important it is. How positivity breeds positivity. And if you believe that you can do something, you can do it. And that's really what we're talking about here.
Yes, sir.
It was your power of thought that allowed you to break down the barriers to become great and to become world recognized as a leader in martial arts.
Yes, sir.
Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So it's the same thing in business.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing in business. Negativity breeds negativity. Positivity breeds positivity. No matter how low you get, no matter if things are going against you. And I know we got to take a commercial break here, but this is when we come back from the commercial break, this is what we want to get to, because you've experienced failure just like every successful entrepreneur. So we want to talk about that. So we'll be right back with Willie the Bam Johnson.
The NBA on ESPN Radio. The Dallas Mavericks and the LA Lakers face off in a potential first round playoff preview.
Kobe will fade and shoot, and he scores at the buzzer! At the buzzer!
Are the Mavs ready to defend their title?
Mavericks are the NBA champions!
And are Kobe and the Lakers primed to make another finals run? The Mavericks and Lakers, Sunday at 2:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio. And ESPNradio.com.
You may know Office Movers Incorporated as the company that does big moves all around the Baltimore area. But did you know Office Movers specializes in moving small businesses too? Every one of their valued customers receives the same high quality of service, the same attention to detail, and the same respect, no matter what their size. As the largest exclusively commercial mover in the country, Office Movers make sure your small business is moved quickly, efficiently, and within budget. Office Movers performs most relocations after regular business hours and on weekends in order to minimize your downtime and eliminate business interruption. Office Movers Incorporated also has over 8 secure warehouses in the greater Baltimore, D.C. area to safely store and deliver everything from office furniture to high-value electronic equipment. Can you really afford to trust your future to a moving company that may not perform? Why expose your small business to risks well beyond the cost of the movers you hire? Office Movers Incorporated is your best answer for reliable, experienced, and trustworthy business services. For more information, please go to Office Movers. That's officemovers.com.
If you own a small business, you need a locally owned insurance professional to make you aware of the possible claim scenarios that you may or may not be currently covered for. Hankoff Insurance Group can advise you on the best coverage options for your small business, no matter what type of business you have. Construction, retail, wholesale, restaurant, service, or manufacturing. Hankoff Insurance Group is the right agency for you. Call 410-356-0400 and ask for Steve Hankoff to get your free small business insurance analysis. That's 410-356-0400. Hankoff Insurance Agency. Their knowledge is your best insurance.
Small Business Secret Weapon is made possible by Katz Abosch, certified public accountants and consultants, serving businesses in the Mid-Atlantic region since 1969. To learn more, visit the newly redesigned KatzAbosch.com. That's KatzAbosch.com. Or call 410-828-CPAS. Katz Abosch. Experience you can trust.
CoreCom Partners in its 21st year works with all types of business and practice owners to instantly and quickly help them reduce their telecom and utility expenses using their four P's to success. Painless. They perform a simple review of your telephone, electric, and gas bills. Professional. Projected savings are presented in an easy-to-understand format. If they can't save you money, they'll instantly let you know. Profitable. Savings based on rates, tariffs, and billing errors are found in over 80% of their accounts. These are savings you can take to the bank. Priced right. No savings. No cost to you. If savings are found, there is still no cost as they are compensated by deregulated providers they represent. Refunds on billing errors are shared. Call them right now at 301-438-2290 or email jlcorecom@comcast.net. More info at www.corecompartners.com. All their utility work is easy to understand. Just a billing change.
Savings will vary by account.
You may have heard them when they were guests on the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour, and now you can reach them at 301-438-2290. 2290 or email jlcorecom@comcast.net. So call now for your free review. We guarantee you will not be disappointed.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Are the complexities of wealth building taking you off balance? Scott Levin of Worthington Financial Partners in Hunt Valley, Maryland, and the creator of the Wealth Factor Advantage, helps small business owners and financially responsible individuals by designing customized and financially innovative strategies to achieve your goals. The Wealth Factor Advantage is specifically designed for owners of growing businesses. This unique process promotes family wealth protection and transfer by leveraging customized strategies and innovative solutions. Scott's unique five-step process will help improve your financial opportunities without distracting you from what's important. His goal was to make your balancing act a whole lot easier. The Wealth Factor Advantage. Smarter strategy, focused results. Call Scott Levin of Worthington Financial Partners today at 800-510-0763. Scott Levin is a registered representative and investment advisor representative of, and securities and investment advisory services are offered solely by Equity Services, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, 303 International Circle, Hunt Valley, Maryland.
Worthington Financial Partners is independent of Equity Services, Inc.
ESPN Radio covers the country with the best sports talk in America.
Mike and Mike.
Colin Cowherd.
Tirico and Van Pelt and more. ESPN Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour, brought to you by Office Movers Incorporated. Here again is your Small Business Secret Weapon, Mark Luderman.
And welcome back to the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour. When we left for commercial break, one of the things that I mentioned is that all successful entrepreneurs experience failure. If you don't experience failure, you know, how do you learn? And it's what you do with that failure that determines if you're going to be successful or not. And so we talk about failing forward as opposed to standing still. And when you fail forward, you adjust your GPS to the right place and you learn and you just don't make that mistake again. So what advice do you have for our listening audience that will inspire them to keep moving forward? Because you've experienced that failure.
Sir. Yes, sir. I think back about the competition, some I won and some I failed. And you, what I used to always do after the competition, I would go up to the judges and I would ask them, what did I do wrong? And I would write those notes down and I would go back to my homemade dojo and I would continue to practice on what I wanted to execute, but I would improve on those weaknesses that they said they seen in competition. And as I continued to work on those weaknesses after every competition, I was able to make little steps forward. As John Maxwell says, failing forward, I was able to turn those failures into stepping stones. And then somebody once told me, we don't really fail if we learn from those mistakes. So I learned from all of those mistakes. And they talk about, is a great commercial with Michael Jordan. He said, he talks about how many times he missed the shot, how many times he, lost games. It was all those failures that allowed him to become the Michael Jordan that we know today. Well, it was those mistakes that allowed me to be the Bam today. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's a great example because, Jim, you were at opening day yesterday, right, for the Nationals. So what is the day before yesterday? Mm-hmm. So a great hitter bats what?
300.
That's right. Yeah. So how many times does he sail? How many times does he fail
out of
10? Well, he fails
Seven out of 10, right.
So it's the same thing in life that, when you fail, you just need to maneuver that GPS. Mm-hmm. You need to learn from that mistake and go forward and not dwell on it.
And I think we fool ourselves a lot of times with success. Mm-hmm. We fool ourselves as the reason why we're successful. We don't even really know. Things happen.
Yeah.
And for reasons maybe beyond our control in a lot of cases, and we attribute ourselves that we're the ones that made that happen. But we don't know. So until you fail, until you realize that something you personally did didn't work, you don't know to fix it or work on it. Mm-hmm. So I think your approach, it was great. I think that's incredible to go and ask somebody. How many of us do that, have the guts enough, have the interest enough to go up to someone and say, why did I fail? Mm-hmm. And how can you help me get better? I think everyone out there wants to improve. Not everyone, maybe. That's going a little far. But a lot of your competitors may not have wanted you to improve. But I think a lot of people want to help people.
Yes, sir.
And they're willing to if you ask them to do it.
Yes.
And that's the same as true as business. How many times do we go back and ask, why did we not win this job? What can we do to improve mm-hmm. ourselves? Mm-hmm.
No, that's a great point. I want to let's move on because you had brought this up, Jim, during the commercial break about, and I know you like to talk about this, uniqueness. And I know you had
you had mentioned earlier, and William mentioned that there is something a little different about what you teach, about what your philosophy is in martial arts. So what is it, what brought this about, and how are you different and unique from others in your industry?
Well, I think one thing, first of all, the BAMs means better attitude makers. Wherever I go, I'm going to improve your attitude. I believe even in competition, I love competition. I don't care in business. I want that competitive spirit, that fire drives me. And I think that's what brings about my uniqueness. My uniqueness is about the energy that I bring. I can teach a class. I'm going to motivate you. I'm going to have you leaving out that school feeling like you just on cloud nine. If we sitting there having a conversation, I mean, I just love what I do. And that is, a lot of people, they do martial arts. I'm not saying I'm better than anyone, but I know it stands out because I think this is a blessing that I just happened to.
Well, let me go to something we were talking about before we were on the air, and that is it's not just a defensive mechanism. It's not just a fighting skill. It's a philosophy.
Yes, sir.
And
sir.
It's in your lifestyle.
Yes,
so
sir.
you were going on. Tell me, let's go a little bit more about that, about how it affects you as not just a child, but as an adult, and how it affects you in your community.
Well, I think, one, it makes you a better parent. It makes you a better business person. It makes you a better instructor. It makes you a better leader. And I think the greatest leaders are the ones that give. I think even in business, it's not about being a manager. It's about being a leader. So I lead by example. I remember we were in the room, and I dropped the water down, and I started mopping the water up. In the martial arts, you don't see masters do that. They sit back, and everyone else serve them. In my school, I serve my students. I mean, everybody's a sir and a ma'am when they walk through the door. Even a little two-year-old kid, they, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. I want to be that living example of breeding what I expect them to do. I would never, and that's the same thing in business. I think businesses grow and expand when the leader is always ahead. You can go to the gym and Brian Tracy talks about it. I mean, when he travels, he never goes to any place without first checking out the gym. He got to go in the gym. He got to get on the treadmill. He got to work out. So it's not just about going out there and doing your mental aspect, but it's the mind, it's the body, it's the spirit. And when people see that, There's no room for excuses. There's no room for excuses.
I love this. And I love the fact that you're engaged, that you're willing to get engaged. And Mark, we've talked about this a lot of times, the change in management style over the years, the philosophy has had a change. It's no longer the stand at the door and point philosophy. Go do this and come back and report to me. It's now, let me go do that with you, or let me show you how to do that, and how to get engaged. I think that's incredibly important.
And it's extremely important because it really shows true leadership. And it shows that the leader is not insecure.
Yes, sir.
Because insecure people feel like they have to put themselves ahead of other people at the expense of other people. And so it's a great point, Willie. It's a great point. So, and I think you mentioned this, you hit on this a little bit, but I want to go back to it. Most successful entrepreneurs have been inspired by something or someone that led them to take action. I'm a voracious reader, so I read a number of books like Think and Grow Rich and The Science of Getting Rich, and that really inspired me. In fact, I'm reading a great one right now. I don't remember the name. It's by P.T. Barnum. I'll mention the name next show. But these type of books inspire me because they really show the power of what any individual can do. So who or what was that for you?
Well, one, as you were talking, I was thinking about Tony Robbins. Awaken the Giant from Within. That was an incredible book. Les Brown is another one I like to read. And when you started talking about books, I just think about my wife because she said, if you want to find my husband, you can find him in the bookstore. You know, he's addicted to reading. And you're right, education. So that's what separates the entrepreneur from, you know, just the person that just wants a regular 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. Education, self-education. And it goes back to the competition. Mm-hmm. Still to this day, when I realize I got a weakness in business, mm-hmm. because I broke down with communication with my, you know, one of my students and one of my customers, I go to the bookstore and find the book to improve that skill and come back and showcase it.
That's a great point. But you also had Bruce Lee was inspirational.
Yes.
And we can't forget your mom.
Yes.
And she was extremely inspirational to you.
Yes.
That's very, very important.
You know, it's almost hard to believe this is a business. It's such a passion to you. And it's such a lifestyle thing. And I think it has such a powerful effect on people at all different ages.
One of the four building blocks to being extremely successful, secret weapon technique and strategy right here, is love what you do.
Yes, right. Sir.
Because
right.
that passion.
I think I feel that. I see that so
right.
strongly.
That passion will more than create a feeling where you overcome anything that's in front of you. You just don't think about it. You don't think about negativity. You don't think about issues or problems because that passion will just drive it away.
And yet Willie added other elements to it. Reading, paying attention, listening to others. I mean, you haven't just done it strictly in your own head and done it your own way. Mm-hmm. You know, bringing in Tony Robbins, bringing in other people, Brian Tracy. There are a lot of things to be learned from others, and you've incorporated that in what you do. So here we have this challenging business environment. That's why I come back to it. It's hard to believe this is a business, but you're affected by it like anybody else. The economy has been very tight. What have you done to deal with this?
Well, I think the key is listening to I call my family because I don't look at them as customers. I listen to the moms, I listen to the kids, and I communicate and I look at what their needs are. And I begin to make adjustments. And, you know, if you have to help out here and there and, you know, just try to, once again, people got to find value in what they're participating in. The one thing that we see that regardless of how bad things may be for some people, if you go to the gym and you work out, you're going to feel better. You know, you can pick up a drink, you can do whatever. But if you go to the gym, and we know, look at the fitness industry, the one thing we need is a healthy lifestyle. When you got that, you can break down buildings. So when they walk into that dojo, I got to let them see that these values in this martial arts school is going to empower you to get up. And like you said, when you're passionate, you're going to break through everything. And I got to bring forth that passion by just accelerating them to want to get up and just go and attack the world. And because of that, people continue to come to our school. And I'll be honest with them. I'm there, and I'm there to help them out on and on. Because what's so awesome about martial arts school, you find yourself teaching a parent, and you're teaching their kid, then the kid goes off to college and comes back, and you're teaching their kids. And we done had so many great success stories. We got kids that went on in movies and TV. And so when a person walks in, it's like, I guarantee you, if you just surrender, I will help you achieve the greatest goals that you never thought was possible.
So when they come into your place, and this is just a little side note, are they expecting the TV mixed martial arts? Is that the first thing in their mind? Are they expecting, what's the guy's, I'm sorry, Chuck,
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris. I mean, are they expecting to go through all this, or do you have to deal with that as a side situation and say, let me bring you back to the reality?
Well, I think a lot of people don't know what they're looking for. There is just a mystical feeling about martial arts. We are a family school, so I don't really want to like deal with that combative, the mixed martial arts element. What I want to do is build the kid up. I want the kid to improve his self-esteem and get better grades in school and go off to college and combat the obesity problem. And in return, you're doing the same thing for the mom and the dad. So when a mom comes in to bring her kid in for the bullying issue, what ends up happening, now the mom begins to participate, the dad's participating, and it becomes a whole family lifestyle change. And that's the remarkable thing that you see. And the fighting, if you ever have to use this on the street, you done already lost the fight. We should be training to become better people. When we better people and we got good spirit, it's like you said, when we got a great attitude and walk in a room, we should vibrate that room and make everybody feel great.
Yeah. Terrific points. We got a break for our next commercial. You're going to stay here with us, so we're going to close it. But real quickly, before we break, tell our listening audience how they can contact BAMS Kung Fu.
You can contact us at thebamskungfu@al.com, or you can reach out 301-776-0909.
So that's 776-0909, area code 301.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. All right, well, stay here because I'm sure you're going to chime in on some other things. But we'll be right back with the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour.
The Scott Van Pelt Show.
I tried to tell you this Nick story was going to take a turn, and Jeremy Lin coverage went from nonstop to non-existent. I haven't heard Jeremy Lin's name said once in the last week and a half.
The magnitude of this story was huge, but we couldn't explain it because this isn't supposed to happen.
It was a great story. Admittedly, it's just nobody took the time to look at what was going on bigger picture. I can't recall anything that went from zero to 60 to zero again as quickly as Lin.
SVP on ESPN Radio.
You may know Office Movers Incorporated as the company that does big moves all around the Baltimore area. But did you know Office Movers specializes in moving small businesses too? Every one of their valued customers receives the same high quality of service, the same attention to detail, and the same respect, no matter what their size. As the largest exclusively commercial mover in the country, Office Movers make sure your small business is moved quickly, efficiently, and within budget. Office Movers performs most relocations after regular business hours and on weekends in order to minimize your downtime and eliminate business interruption. Office Movers Incorporated also has over 8 secure warehouses in the greater Baltimore, D.C. area to safely store and deliver everything from office furniture to high-value electronic equipment. Can you really afford to trust your future to a moving company that may not perform? Why expose your small business to risks well beyond the cost of the movers you hire? Office Movers Incorporated is your best answer for reliable, experienced, and trustworthy business services. For more information, please go to officemovers.com. That's officemovers.com.
If you own a small business, you need a locally owned insurance professional to make you aware of the possible claim scenarios that you may or may not be currently covered for. Hankoff Insurance Group can advise you on the best coverage options for your small business, no matter what type of business you have. Construction, retail, wholesale, restaurant, service, or manufacturing. Hankoff Insurance Group is the right agency for you. Call 410-356-0400 and ask for Steve Hankoff to get your free small business insurance analysis. That's 410-356-0400. Hankoff Insurance Agency. Their knowledge is your best insurance.
Small Business Secret Weapon is made possible by Katz Abosch, certified public accountants and consultants, serving businesses in the Mid-Atlantic region since 1969. To learn more, visit the newly redesigned katzabosch.com. That's KATZABOSCH.com, or call 410-828-CPAS. Katz Abosch, experience you can trust.
Are the complexities of wealth building taking you off balance? Scott Levin of Worthington Financial Partners in Hunt Valley, Maryland, and the creator of the Wealth Factor Advantage, helps small business owners and financially responsible individuals by designing customized and financially innovative strategies to achieve your goals. The Wealth Factor Advantage is specifically designed for owners of growing businesses. This unique process promotes family wealth protection and transfer by leveraging customized strategies and innovative solutions. Scott's unique five-step process will help improve your financial opportunities without distracting you from what's important. His goal was to make your balancing act a whole lot easier. The Wealth Factor Advantage. Smarter strategy, focused results. call Scott Levin of Worthington Financial Partners today at 800-510-0763. Scott Levin is a registered representative and investment advisor representative of, and securities and investment advisory services are offered solely by Equity Services, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, 303 International Circle, Hunt Valley, Maryland.
Worthington Financial Partners is independent of Equity Services, Inc.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
CoreCom Partners, in its 21st year, works with all types of business and practice owners to instantly and quickly help them reduce their telecom and utility expenses using their four P's to success. Painless. They perform a simple review of your telephone, electric, and gas bills. Professional. Projected savings are presented in an easy-to-understand format. If they can't save you money, they'll instantly let you know. Profitable. Savings based on rates, tariffs, and billing errors are found in over 80% of their accounts. These are savings you can take to the bank. Priced right. No savings. No cost to you. If savings are found, there is still no cost as they are compensated by deregulated providers they represent.
Refunds on billing errors are shared.
Call them right now at 301-438-2290 or email jlcorecom@comcast.net. More info at www.corecompartners.com. All their utility work is easy to understand. Just a billing change.
Savings will vary by account.
You may have heard them when they were guests on the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour, and now you can reach them at 301-438-2290 or email jlcorecom@comcast.net. So call now for your free review. We guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Registration is now open for the Most Amazing Race Baltimore. Benefiting the Salvation Army Boys and Girls Club, teams of two will compete for $2,500, completing mental and physical challenges at popular Baltimore city parks, restaurants, museums, sports venues, and other locations. 1057thefan.com for more.
ESPN Radio 1300. Now you can listen to America's number one sports network, ESPN Radio, all day long. The best national sports coverage is on ESPN Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour, brought to you by Office Movers Incorporated. Here again is your small business secret weapon, Mark Luderman.
And welcome back to the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour. Also brought to you by Katz Abosch, certified public accountants and consultants serving small businesses in the Mid-Atlantic region since 1969. To learn more, call 410-828-CPAs. And before we get to our next little segment here where we talk about fitness and nutrition for the entrepreneur, Willie brought up a great point about education and reading and keeping yourself current and always learning. And here's a great opportunity for any small business owner out there. My course called Own Your Niche and Grow Rich, terrific seminar that I give. Go right now to learn more about this to my website, smallbizsecretweapon.com. That's smallbizsecretweapon.com. We have two more classes coming up in the next couple of weeks. It's called Own Your Niche and Grow Rich, and we have a special bonus course on how to work less and make more. You're not going to want to miss it. No excuses to missing something like this. You want to continue to educate yourself. Now we're going to go to our 39-minute workout tip. It's a two-minute tip. And we now welcome David Beers, creator of the 39-Minute Workout, with his two-minute workout tip for small business and practice owners. Welcome, David.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have an interesting tip today, more on the lines of nutrition.
Absolutely.
Okay, so give it to us.
All right. So as the entrepreneur, and I'm one of them, our concern is getting through a busy workday, running here and there, knocking out projects, and putting out fires. I've got an upcoming book called Exposed, The Fat Loss Industry Doesn't Want You to Lose Weight. And in it, I cover a tip that I really want to cover for the entrepreneur today. That's one of my favorite issues around nutrition, which, as Mark said, was meat. you know, my environmental friends in the medical community did a huge disservice to the consumer in the 90s. They really declared war on cholesterol and animal fat. They told you it was bad for you, and they blamed it on heart disease. So everybody started to peel back from eating meat. But there's absolutely no historical proof that meat's bad for us, and all of our ancestors ate it. The greatest increase in heart disease came when everybody really stressed this, these low-fat, low-cholesterol diets, which is interesting proof that doesn't seem to corroborate the it's bad for your heart belief. So I am talking about good quality meat here, though, grass-fed beef in particular. It actually has high levels of omega-3, and most people think of getting that from salmon and other sources, but we know there's issues around salmon with mercury levels. So meat really is an interesting healthy food that we should be consuming. In regard to cholesterol, that's everybody thinks, oh, I'm going to clog my arteries when I eat meat, but it's essential to us. So guys out there listening, I know you all should be interested in testosterone. That's your energy level, how productive you stay late in life. Cholesterol makes testosterone, okay? And not to mention, cholesterol is also extremely important in your immune system and your brain health. So what will you go back to? Being productive, being mentally clear, and also not spending time out of work, being sick. These are all related to health benefits around meat.
So David, let me ask you one quick thing. Sure. Real quickly, anything in moderation, but like with anything, in moderation.
No question. I'm not talking about 16-ounce porterhouse.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a great point. That's a great point. Okay. All right. That's a terrific two-minute tip and something that's different, unique.
Absolutely.
So, David, quickly, tell us how people can get in touch with this unique workout that you've created that when people go into your gym, they just fall in love with.
Sure. Yeah, you guys can go to www.39minuteworkout, and that's the number 39minuteworkout. We're actually in a redesign period. It should be up live. It is up live, but there should be it'll be renewed this week. And you can also call us at 888-838-9226, and we're glad to talk to you about some of our intro programs to come get an experience of what our program's about for 2 weeks. So
fantastic stuff. We'll see you in 2 weeks, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks,
so much.
David. All right.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, now we've got some more interesting secret weapon techniques and strategies that we want to talk about. And one of them is actually an article that I wrote in this week's Baltimore Business Journal. And it's really three important words. If you want to fill, now listen to this, if you want to fill your funnel with prospects, listen to this very clearly. If you want to do it, then what you want is to elicit a response. And whether you attend a 100-person networking event, or you meet a potential prospect at the grocery store, whenever you're asked, what do you do? And we hear that all the time. You have one goal. And remember what that goal is.
No, I disagree entirely here. You should bore people to death.
Well, if you want to do that,
talk about yourself for an hour and then walk away and not listen to a word they say.
And if you want to do that, go back to your 90-second elevator speech, because it's the most non-memorable thing that you can do. What you want to do is elicit a response. Those are the three most important words to filling your funnel with prospects. And the response that you're going to get is, tell me what that means, or how do you do that? And by engaging the other party to ask more questions, you now have the opportunity to illustrate how unique you are and turn an ordinary conversation into a potential prospect. And Jim, we talked about a couple of great examples. You want to?
There are some great examples, and obviously I'm tongue in cheek here, but it's incredible how many people do exactly what I'm talking about. They just bore you to death. So instead, let's take another angle on this. You're a real estate agent. You're selling houses. So instead of saying, my name's John Smith, I'm a real estate agent, and I sell houses. All right, I'm asleep already.
Right.
You could say, I help remove the worry from one of the most important investment decisions a person will ever make.
And then I'm going to say to you, well, what does that mean? Because I don't know what that means.
That's right. That's the very open-ended.
Now you just opened up a dialogue.
Correct. You can respond, I find my clients their dream home and make sure they receive the best value for their most important financial investment, which it is, for most people, it is their biggest financial investment.
And I'm going to say, well, how do you do that?
And that's just going to lead to another series of questions and dialogue where we can start to talk through what I, as John Smith and a real estate agent, have to offer you.
Right. And so the bottom line here is you've now engaged the other party into an intriguing conversation about what you do instead of that familiar 30-second elevator speech, which what usually leads to a dead end and forgettable conversation. People don't remember that. So when you use this, I'm telling you, this is one of the – you'll be one of the few business owners to use this technique, and you'll be the one – that people remember at these 100-person networking events.
Exactly.
So this is where you stand out. I would tell everybody, go get the Baltimore Business Journal, read my article on that, or go to my website, and you'll hear me talk more about that in my blogs. A couple other things that we want to talk about before we take our final commercial break here, and that is focus. And Jim, you were just mentioning this before. Most entrepreneurs, they do what?
Too many directions at once. They're just trying to do so many things, 50 different directions on a daily basis. You need to focus on what works for you and at least narrow things down. A lack of focus on properly implementing and executing a vision before you're off to the next idea. I mean, people are just, you know, and we're distracted by email. We're distracted by the phone. We're distracted by the people at our door. You need to learn to shut those things off.
Willie, can you relate to this?
Yes, sir.
People don't pay attention to details.
Well, that's my pet peeve right there.
That's amazing.
I can have a seminar that I'm giving, and I'll ask the question, how many people have financial projections that they follow? That's their business model.
Right.
That's their Jeep. That's where the model, your GPS, so to speak, your roadmap. And no hands go up.
No hands go up because, first of all, they're probably busy with their BlackBerry. But second of all, they're not taking notes. You know, we should all be learning something every day. And I love what Willie was saying earlier about the things he's read and the things he's done. You know, there's always something to learn. Let's take the time and attention and engage and learn that. People are focused on what's right in front of them because it seems more urgent. So I'm talking about the email, the phone, the person at their door. And all those things have to be dealt with, and they certainly should be. But you have to prioritize and put them in the right order and think ahead and beyond that and not only get caught in the now.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Prepare for the events of tomorrow today. And anytime you find yourself getting into a situation where all you're doing is putting out fire after fire after fire, you have to step back and ask yourself, is this really productive? Am I really making things happen here? There needs to be a period where you're planning, where you have focus, where you know the direction that you're going, where you have a roadmap. So when you do make a mistake, as we have talked about on this show, you can adjust your GPS and adjust that roadmap to what works.
And one thing to do on that, if you're in business, I don't advocate closing the door. I like to have a quiet moment of some sort. Closing the door sends a different kind of message. Instead of closing the door, get up from behind your desk, walk around, go somewhere else. Don't hide in a closet. Walk outside. Walk through the office space. Take a longer lunch. You know, go get a cup of coffee someplace. But get up and move around so that you have time to think and you're moving away from it. If you're sitting at your desk, you are going to get bombarded by the same email, the same phone, the same people walking the door. You need to take a break, but closing the door is not the right message.
Great, great. All right, well, we're going to take our final commercial break and come back with the close of the show. You're listening to the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour, and we'll be right back.
Want to save some cash? Log on to ESPN1300.com. Click on the local offers banner and purchase gift certificates at half their face value. Every week features a different half-off local offer. New deals often sell out fast. So log on early and check back often. Half-off local offers. Log on, click, and save cash. From Baltimore Sports Station, ESPN 1300.
You may know Office Movers Incorporated as the company that does big moves all around the Baltimore area. But did you know Office Movers specializes in moving small businesses too? Every one of their valued customers receives the same high quality of service, the same attention to detail, and the same respect, no matter what their size. As the largest exclusively commercial mover in the country, Office Movers make sure your small business is moved quickly, efficiently, and within budget. Office Movers performs most relocations after regular business hours and on weekends in order to minimize your downtime. downtime and eliminate business interruption. Office Movers Incorporated also has over 8 secure warehouses in the greater Baltimore, D.C. area to safely store and deliver everything from office furniture to high-value electronic equipment. Can you really afford to trust your future to a moving company that may not perform? Why expose your small business to risks well beyond the cost of the movers you hire? Office Movers Incorporated is your best answer for reliable, experience, and trustworthy business services. For more information, please go to officemovers.com. That's officemovers.com.
Forcom Partners, in its 21st year, works with all types of business and practice owners to instantly and quickly help them reduce their telecom and utility expenses using their 4 P's to success. Painless. They perform a simple review of your telephone, electric, and gas bills. Professional. Projected savings are presented in an easy-to-understand format. If they can't save you money, they'll instantly let you know. Profitable. Savings based on rates, tariffs, and billing errors are found in over 80% of their accounts. These are savings you can take to the bank. Priced right. No savings, no cost to you. If savings are found, there is still no cost as they are compensated by deregulated providers they represent. Refunds on billing errors are shared. Call them right now at 301-438-2290 or email jlcorcom@comcast.net. More info at www.corcompartners.com. All their utility work is easy to understand. Just a billing change.
Savings will vary by account.
You may have heard them when they were guests on the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour, and now you can reach them at 301-438-2290 or email jlcorcom@comcast.net. So call now for your free review. We guarantee you will not be disappointed.
If you own a small business, you need a locally owned insurance professional to make you aware of the possible claim scenarios that you may or may not be currently covered for. Hankoff Insurance Group can advise you on the best coverage options for your small business, no matter what type of business you have: construction, retail, wholesale, restaurant, service, or manufacturing. Hankoff Insurance Group is the right agency for you. Call 410-356-0400 and ask for Steve Hankoff to get your free small business insurance analysis. That's 410-356-0400. Hankoff Insurance Agency. Their knowledge is your best insurance.
Small Business Secret Weapon is made possible by Katz Abosch, certified public accountants and consultants, serving businesses in the Mid-Atlantic region since 1969. To learn more, visit the newly redesigned KatzAbosch.com. That's KatzAbosch.com. Or call 410-828-CPAS. Katz Abosch, experience you can trust.
Are the complexities of wealth building taking you off balance? Scott Levin of Worthington Financial Partners in Hunt Valley, Maryland, and the creator of the Wealth Factor Advantage, helps small business owners and financially responsible individuals by designing customized and financially innovative strategies to achieve your goals. The Wealth Factor Advantage is specifically designed for owners of growing businesses. This unique process promotes family wealth protection and transfer by leveraging customized strategies and innovative solutions. Scott's unique five-step process will help improve your financial opportunities without distracting you from what's important. His goal was to make your balancing act a whole lot easier. The Wealth Factor Advantage. Smarter strategy, focused results. Call Scott Levin of Worthington Financial Partners today at 800-510-0763. Scott Levin is a registered representative and investment advisor representative of, and securities and investment advisory services are offered solely by, Equity Services, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, 303 International Circle, Hunt Valley, Maryland.
Worthington Financial Partners is independent of Equity Services, Inc.
Listen 24/7 to the nation's number one sports network,
ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio.
And ESPN Radio 1300.
ESPN Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour, brought to you by Office Movers Incorporated. Here again is your Small Business Secret Weapon, Mark Luderman.
And welcome back to the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour, also brought to you by Katz Abosch Certified Public Accountants and Consultants, serving small businesses in the Mid-Atlantic region since 1969. To learn more, call 410-828-CPAs. And again, before we close, I just got to get this in. Again, education, smallbizsecretweapon.com. If you want to learn how to own your niche and grow rich and become the number one leading expert in the industry, in your industry, go right now to sign up for one of my classes that I'm giving. To close here, Willie, you spoke about respect and how important that is, and respecting your customers and respecting everybody that you come in contact with. Well, I have to tell you that we were just talking about eliciting a response, eliciting a reaction. And when you're talking to that prospect, or you're talking to somebody that you just meet, respect is extremely important. And so what we don't want to do is one-up them. We don't want to, I'm going to one-up you with a better story. I'm going to one-up you because I've been more successful than you are in business, respect.
It is so refreshing to have someone listen to you and respond to what you said instead of trying to talk over top of you.
And make you feel important.
You feel important that way, of course. And you can make them feel important. That's right.
Right. So it's very, very important. Face-to-face networking. Don't try to one-up someone. Make them feel important. Ask them a lot of questions. And then they'll be much more responsive to you and what you do. And they'll start asking you questions. And then that will also make you memorable. Then, as I said, go into your very quick, what I call tagline, not elevator speech, and elicit that reaction, elicit that response. And I'm telling you, you'll be able to fill up your funnel much quicker with prospects than normal. Okay, again, you've listened to the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour brought to you by Katz Abosch Certified Public Accountants and Consultants serving small businesses in the Mid-Atlantic region since 1969. We've had an exciting show. We want to thank our guest, Willie the Bam Johnson, and my co-host, as always, Jim Durfee. What a wonderful show. We'll see you next Saturday.
Thank you very much.
10 a.m. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to the Small Business Secret Weapon Hour with host Mark Luderman, brought to you by Office Movers Incorporated. Tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m. for more little-known but highly effective secret weapon tips, techniques, and strategies to help your small business thrive in any economic environment.
The opinions expressed in the preceding paid program do not necessarily represent those of WJZ, CBS Radio, its employees, or sponsors.
ESPN Radio 1300 is WJZ-AM Baltimore, WJZ-FM HD2 and HD3, Cadenceville, Baltimore. Online at ESPN1300.com.